Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, August 10th. Top stories for today. Former Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng was charged in the Butterworth Sessions Court today for using his position to receive gratification of more than 3.3 million ringgit to help a company to secure the 6.3 billion ringgit Penang Undersea Tunnel project. Lim, however, pleaded not guilty to the charge, which was read out before Judge Ahmad Azhari Abdul Hamid. Student attendance in Purley schools has dropped below 50% following parents' concern over the COVID-19 outbreak linked to the Sivaganga cluster in Kuala Sanglang. State Education Committee Chairman Rosina Ahmad said this drop was also after the authorities enforced the targeted enhanced movement control order in Kampung Tanah Timbul and Kampung Kuala Sanglang last Saturday. Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun today recommended that members of parliament with symptoms and have returned from areas under the targeted enhanced movement control order to undergo COVID-19 screening. He said this was as a precautionary measure to curb the spread of the virus following the number of positive cases in the northern peninsula from the Sivaganga cluster in Kedah. The government has appointed a total of 15 politicians as chairman and board members of Minister of Finance Incorporated Companies as of July this year, the Dewan Rakyat was told. In a written reply, the Finance Ministry also revealed that out of 15 government statutory bodies under the ministry, only two were politicians. Among them is Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, who is chairman of Khazanah Nasional Berhad and Yayasan Pelaburan Bumi Putra. Mount Sinabung in North Sumatra, Indonesia, erupted early this morning, spewing clouds of grey smoke and ash 5,000 meters into the sky. According to a statement from Indonesia's Center for Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation, the eruption occurred at 10:16 a.m., with the smoke moving in an east-southeast direction. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.